Trying to be enthusiastic about Gopher football, I wanted Mike Grant, Eden Prairie High School head coach, to be the new Gopher head coach. I've been saying that for years because he's a Grant. He's got Minnesota roots. These are no-brainers. He knows a great deal about high school football in the Twin Cities, the Metro, and I guess the fringe schools on the outstate as well. I couldn't see why that wouldn't be a good hire. Jerry Kill, Northern Illinois, he's not bad. I'm willing to give him a chance. I think it's important, though. I'm going to contradict something I just said about Mike Grant, by the way, when I tell you this. So just try to bear with me. I think the recruiting for the Gopher football, you can't focus on the Metro. Despite what I said about Mike Grant knowing ins and outs of the Metro conferences and the players, if you're going to succeed in the Big Ten with this program, the University of Minnesota program, I think it's crucial that you focus on outstate Minnesota, the parts of the state that's not in the Metro, and you have to hit the Dakotas hard. Those three regions you have to hit hard. Now look, if the best high school football player in the Twin Cities metro area wants to go to U of M, of course you're going to say, hey, here's a letter of intent. But I'm saying that's gravy. Blue chippers from the Metro are gravy. And here's why. Don't get me wrong. Kids in the Metro are the best high school football players in the state of Minnesota. But you can't assume that they want to stay at home to play college football. You can't assume they want to stay around home to go to college. Because part of the appeal of going to college is you want to get the hell away from your parents and your family and your miserable high school teenage life as possible. A lot of kids want to go far away to college, especially in a Midwest state like Minnesota where the weather sucks most of the time. They're going to want to go somewhere nice. Joe Mauer, Mr. Minnesota, Creighton-Durham Hall, could have gone anywhere. Where did he choose to go to play college football? Florida State. People think of Joe Mauer, they think of Minnesota. He committed to Florida State. He wanted to get away from St. Paul. He wanted to get away from the family unit for a while. You can't grow as a person if you're so close to home all the time. It's just simple human nature. I went to the University of Minnesota, and I encountered so many people in the dorms and in my classes that were from the Dakotas, from western Wisconsin, from Iowa, from up north, outstate Minnesota, Duluth, Bemidji, Fargo-Moorhead area. These are the kind of kids that want to go to the University of Minnesota anyway. These are the kids that you have to go in there and say, look, you come to the Twin Cities, major area, a lot of your friends are going to be here anyway. I said before, some of these kids want to get away from everything, but there's a lot of them also that the transition would be a lot easier if there were people from high school they knew, their friends. No matter how far away from everything you want to get, you'd still like to have at least one person that you knew. Plus, you'd be playing for a Big Ten program. Tubby Smith's got to do the same thing with the basketball team, the men's basketball team. I don't know why they go after kids from Florida and kids from Memphis and kids from Texas, kids that think Minnesota's part of Canada, kids from the inner city that they wince a little bit when they hear the word Minnesota, like they're settling, like they're selling themselves short, they're being punished somehow by going to the University of Minnesota. Are those really the kind of students you want to have on your football team or basketball team? I mean, really, honestly. And it's not just the young man that's settling. Maybe the school is settling. Maybe that's the message they're sending. Is that really a good message you want to send? You're going to these states that are loaded in prospects. You're not getting the blue chippers. You're not getting the five stars. You're not even getting the four stars. Clem Haskins, some of his greatest recruiting classes, sad to say, were these three-star recruits from Memphis. You get Courtney James from Indianapolis. Mr. Basketball in the state of Indiana. That's great. But what does he do when he gets to Minnesota? What does he do academically at the school? And these are the kids that were involved in all these scandals. You want to get kids that are going to be happy to be in that part of the country. People that love Minnesota. These kids that grew up in the small towns of North Dakota, South Dakota, up north by the Iron Range, they come down to the Twin Cities all the time for concerts, sporting events, trips, whatever. It's a lot easier of a sell. That's why you got to pump these kids really hard, get them on your side. It's important. These are the kids that are going to work hard for you. They're going to stay out of trouble. They're going to appreciate what they have. They're not going to think about transferring to a USC or some other better college after a couple of years if they don't think they're getting enough playing time, especially if you're a new coach. The last thing you need are troubled players. Troubled players and trouble players. I don't know, as cynical as it may sound coming from me, you're a football, basketball coach. You're not a babysitter. I mean, you are a mentor to these young men, but at the same time, you don't want to have to take complete care of them. You like to think that a 19-year-old could take care of himself to an extent. Make good judgment calls on and off the field or the court. Players that cause trouble are not what you need if you're trying to establish an identity with a program. You want to get your message out right away. Get everybody in sync. That's how you build a program. Bill Snyder did that with Kansas State. You got to get the right people in. Got to achieve some success. Because winning is contagious to where people will have respect for what you're trying to build. You can win if you just focus on those three things. Outstay Minnesota and the Dakotas. Just for a couple of years at least, you build success in the program. Then if you want to branch out, you'll get more blue chip prospects. Kids from Chicago, kids from California maybe, who knows, New York. Go back down to Florida. I still don't know why you'd want to recruit a kid from Florida to come up to Minnesota to play football. I honestly don't, but at some point you want to try to win a national championship. I get that.